leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Can diplomacy stop the bombing in Israel and Iran?
Today in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister will be meeting with diplomats from across Europe as President Trump hints the clock is ticking to make a deal.
ABC's Inés de la Quatera referencing the 2 weeks that Trump is giving himself to decide whether to join the war. Those 2 weeks will give the U.S. time to get battle groups in place should the president give the go. Meantime, the bombing continues. Today, another Iranian missile got through the Israeli Iron Dome, hit a six-story apartment building in Beersheba, injuring five. What about the effect on the environment from the thunderous explosion of a SpaceX rocket on the test pad in Texas? ABC's Andrea Fujii.
As the investigation into Wednesday night's explosion continues, SpaceX insists there are no hazards to people in the area and says it's working with local and state agencies to address any environmental concerns.
This is ABC News. By all accounts, the engines in that Air India plane that crashed this month should have been fine.
The airline's chairman says one of the engines on that plane was brand new, installed in March. The other wasn't due for service until December. Investigators are now looking for similarities between this crash and an incident 5 years ago in London when a plane's engines malfunctioned after leaving the ground. The cause of that incident was a contaminated fuel system.
ABC's Rhiannon Ali on the search for the cause of the crash that killed 270 people. This morning, Chris Brown arrived in court in London to plead not guilty to beating up a music producer at a nightclub 2 years ago. A lot of people are waking up without electricity this morning from strong storms that thundered across the mid-Atlantic. Hundreds of thousands are out across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, and Virginia. A 15-year-old boy struck by lightning while leaning on a tree in New York Central Park has second-degree burns, but expects to make a full recovery. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, July 4th, from approximately 2 p.m. until 3 p.m., County Highway W will be closed through traffic. The closure will be from the highway school to approximately Beebe Street for the relocation of the annual city parade. Please plan accordingly. There will not be a signed detour. The Price County Highway Department thanks you for your understanding and cooperation. Saturday, July 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the first annual Lugerville Flea Market. Vendors are wanted. There is limited space available in and outside of the Lugerville School, over at North 11127 County Road F. And for details, you can call Paul at 715-339-2279. Some families on County Road F will also be selling from their yards. There's going to be food, a gun raffle with a Mossberg 308 camo with scope. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Lugerville. Remember, call Paul at 715-339-2279 for details and to sign up as a vendor. Wire fraud and money laundering right out of Wausau. Here's Brittany Merlot with the details.
Stanley Powell is alleged to have stolen more than $15 million from investors. Timothy O'Shea, a United States attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, announced the unsealing of a criminal complaint charging the 63-year-old man from Wausau. Powell was arrested on Saturday and made his initial appearance in federal court on Monday. He's detained and pending further proceedings. Here's what happened. 6 years ago, he started soliciting investors to purchase promissory notes from him with supposed guaranteed rates of return. He falsely told them that he was a wealthy businessman. Since May of 2019 until March of this year, he received more than $15 million from at least 120 different investors. The criminal complaint also alleges that Powell did not actually invest the majority of the money. Instead, he used the money to live an extravagant lifestyle, buying over 300 snowmobiles. And to keep the fraud scheme going, Powell also used new investor money to make lulling payments to previous investors to make it appear as though those investors were earning investment returns. An investigation by the IRS, criminal investigation, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation resulted in the charges. The prosecution of the case is being handled by Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Wegner. Now, a charge is merely an accusation, and a person named as a defendant in a criminal complaint or indictment is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
At Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua, they stand out reliable service and hometown values. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. And now through June 30th, take $500 off any new or used vehicle with exclusive Martholar discounts. $500 military salute, $500 educator discount, $500 training assistance, and $500 first responder discount. Combine up to two offers plus factory incentives for huge savings. Visit Martholar Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or shop now at MinocquaCars.com. Martholar Chevrolet. Hometown meets value.
Fortunately, Wisconsin has not had any detection of high path avian influenza in our dairy population. That doesn't mean we're not looking. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. How we look for high path avian influenza in any species is a critical part of discussion for veterinarians across the United States. Dr. Amber Idle is out in Washington State, and she says right now they're looking at the tools available to try to detect high path avian influenza. And she says one area that needs extra attention, dairy cattle.
So we have to make sure that by vaccinating one, we don't have a negative impact on another industry. You know, another conversation's been around vaccinating dairy cattle, which I think, you know, that's a good thing to start thinking about. So if we have naive herds like here in Washington State, I'd really like to see that we have an option for a vaccine because it does two things. Cows wouldn't get as sick, number one. Cows would be less likely to shed and spread and infect another herd. So that's really what we would be using it for from a control strategy in dairy cattle.
Dr. Amber Itell, she's a state veterinarian in Washington State. She says her goal and the goal of the health community at large is to make sure animals are taken care of, but more importantly, that humans are taken care of.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And food businesses, including farms around the state, should know that funding is available through the Wisconsin Department of Ag Trade and Consumer Protection for some of those hard goods that you need. Trying to expand production, they are making grants available between $10,000 and $100,000 to fund equipment for middle-of-the-food supply chain activities. We've got all the details up on our website. Application deadline, July 21st. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and check them out. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Some could be strong, then mostly cloudy with a high near 78. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Some could be severe. Lows in the upper 60s. Hot and humid this weekend with highs in the 90s. Currently, it's 59.
98Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of love. Oh, bittersweet, the green on the vine, like strawberry wine. I still remember when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heart. What praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat. Everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold it close till it breaks. let's go for broke. Be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to take it slow, cause time sure won't rhythm makes you a man. Just being true to her till your glass runs out the same. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some.
Eric Church on 98 Q Country. That was some of it. Gray here with you. Good morning. Good morning. We had strawberry wine to kick off the hour. I scooted some things around a little bit. We will get back to the country music in not too terrible long. First, though, we'll have a word from sponsors, and I'm going to hang out with you for a bit. It's Friday morning. It's 6:17 a.m. for the next 13 seconds anyway, and it is going to be a day. I call every day beautiful around here, but hey, we are approaching a stretch that I don't know if I can truthfully say that about. We'll give you weather updates twice an hour, but I mean, I think you've probably already heard it by now. I see three different instances of thunderstorms, some of them severe, potentially over the weekend, and a stretch through most of the weekend referred to as an extreme heat warning. So if you somehow have managed to avoid busting out the shorts, I think you'll be pushed closer to the brink than any time before so far this year over this weekend. And like I said, we'll give you that update twice an hour. That'll be coming up soon. Civic Media Meteorology Team update on the weather. Looking at the news, there's a lot going on. There's wars happening and stuff, and I don't mean to diminish the seriousness of that. So don't mistake me when I say I was surprised by how short the list of headlines is. That said, there was one that kind of jumped out at me here. Apple, Facebook, Google passwords leaked. And you see this every once in a while, data breaches. You see 250,000 people or even a couple million. This was 16 billion logins. Apple, Facebook, Google. A massive leak of 16 billion credentials, including passwords for services like Apple, Facebook, and Google, has been confirmed, according to, well, Forbes. A whole bunch of publications are talking about similar things, but Forbes is kind of the top of the list right now. According to Cyber News, their team uncovered tens of millions to over 3.5 billion records in 30 exposed data sets. That sounds like a word that I don't know, which scares me, and I think that might be the point. But according to Cyber News, this is not just a leak. It's a blueprint for mass exploitation with data that is fresh, weaponizable intelligence at scale. Apparently, this is largely attributable to malware, viruses on devices, and they emphasize that these are not old breaches just being recycled and compiled. That happens, apparently. Like, remember when back in 2010 when all those passwords, I made that up, but you get the point. Basically, these people will go through, find old breaches of a couple million passwords and compile them. And of course, that was 10 years ago, so most of it will have been fixed. But some of those millions and millions of old breaches will still be good. And apparently, this was very clearly not that. This is a new breach of 16 billion. Suffice to say, people are advised to use password managers and dark web monitoring. Like, okay, we're 8 words in here that I don't understand. Like, what do I actually do here? What do I Google? Please, I need you to boil this down for me. One thing I know is that nowadays, at least on my Android phone, there are passwords stored directly on the phone. And that scares me because all the passwords are in one place. But for all the research I can do, as far as I can tell, that little storage space on my phone has some extra layers of security built in that I couldn't even begin to understand. But for several reasons, make it the most secure place to store passwords. So I've actually started to let my phone kind of pick my password. And that might be a major mistake, but it does every time I sign in or reset a password on my phone. My phone asks me like, hey, do you want us to generate an 83-character password that's just all kinds of random junk, and then we'll save it for you? And I've actually let it do that, and I've had, since then, I've had a lot fewer reports coming into me that my passwords were found in data breaches. That was another thing that I'd set up a while ago was email me if my password or if my email address shows up. You know, these people who steal passwords, they'll steal 250,000 of them, and then they'll go on the dark web and advertise that they've got, hey, here's 250,000 valid fresh logins for Facebook.com, freshly stolen, you know, like vegetables in the farmer's market. Freshly stolen yesterday. Come get your passwords here. There was going to be a Bronx accent going on. Get your passwords here. You know, a really dirty, messy, aka bad Bronx accent. But you get the idea. They'll sell these as a you know, like they've got to enhance the offering. You know, get your freshly detailed vehicle and a wax too. It's that same kind of thing. But for crime, you know, these are fresh passwords likely to work. It's low likelihood of reset passwords in this 250,000 that I stole yesterday. Organic, freshly stolen passwords. But for several reasons, two-factor authentication, use those generated passwords. It was really frightening, though, when I started looking at, there was a free service that popped up through, I'm trying to remember what it was so you guys can take advantage of it. But I don't want to send you down a bad path when it comes to password managers, because a lot of those can be scammy and you end up opening yourself up to other things. So be very careful about what you do to reset your passwords and save them. If you decide to address this, it was Apple, Facebook, and Google passwords, 16 billion of them that were leaked. I'm going to chance a guess that mine is on the list. I'm going to go onto my phone. I'm going to reset the password. I am going to let my phone pick what password I reuse. Now, hopefully that's not where the vulnerability was. According to this story, it was based off of malware. So people who had opened themselves up to viruses. I use antivirus software. I try to be a good user of the internet. So I'm going to assume that I'm not on that list of people who got nabbed by an info stealer. But nonetheless, what really scares me is you can find that graph of how long it takes to crack your password. It's a breakdown of how long does it take to crack your password, and it's based on how long the password is and whether it's just letters and numbers, letters and special characters, or all three. And like if your password is just words with no letters and numbers, it will be cracked instantly. If it's made up of real words, you know, if it's your dog's name in the street you grew up on, your password will be cracked instantly. So you've got to like make up a word that doesn't exist, something that's memorable. I'm not going to tell you what to use, but like I took a word that exists. It's a very common word. And I switched a couple letters around in it and made a word that will never exist. But it's very memorable because it's similar to an actual word out there in the world. Then I stuck 2 special characters and 5 numbers on there. And then I didn't use that password anywhere else. I know the super big temptation is just use it everywhere, especially when everything is begging me to reset my password every 90 days. Hey, you know what I've got to say to that? No, I don't wanna. Weather, news, sports coming up next. I'm sorry, I went on a password rant today. Friday morning surprises on 98Q Country. Gray here covering for Joel. Shopping show in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk football at some point because I'm me. News, biggest one I saw, password leaks. Rockets in North Korea and Dodgers Stadium stopping federal agents from entering the stadium. That's a scary headline. Wonder what the details are. Stay tuned for ABC News.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Can diplomacy stop the bombing in Israel and Iran?
Today in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister will be meeting with diplomats from across Europe as President Trump hints the clock is ticking to make a deal.
ABC's Inés de la Quatera referencing the 2 weeks that Trump is giving himself to decide whether to join the war. Those 2 weeks will give the U.S. time to get battle groups in place should the president give the go. Meantime, the bombing continues. Today, another Iranian missile got through the Israeli Iron Dome, hit a six-story apartment building in Beersheba, injuring five. What about the effect on the environment from the thunderous explosion of a SpaceX rocket on the test pad in Texas? ABC's Andrea Fujii.
As the investigation into Wednesday night's explosion continues, SpaceX insists there are no hazards to people in the area and says it's working with local and state agencies to address any environmental concerns.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Extreme heat is forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days, which could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin DOT is advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. While it's difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, the Wisconsin DOT offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews as they repair damaged pavement. Before your trip, you can check the 511 Travel Information System, which is 511WI.gov, for the latest on any incidents or delays, and if necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. Once again, extreme heat is forecast throughout Wisconsin, so please keep eyes out for events of pavement buckling. Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m., you're invited out to the Tuscobia Trailhead in Park Falls to bring your beloved dog and enjoy an afternoon with wonderful company and delicious food. It's the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. A pork barbecue meal is $10, and there's also going to be a pie auction, basket raffles, music, and Catkins Animal Rescue meet and greet. This is taking place Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m. over at North 15400 Park Lane in Park Falls at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion. Republicans are rumored to be considering a huge cut to the UW system. First reported by Civic Media's Todd Albo, funding the UW system was originally on the Joint Finance Committee's agenda Tuesday, but it was removed shortly before the session began. Savannah Tomiolson has more details.
They're reportedly considering an $87 million cut to the system's budget when the Trump administration is also threatening UW's federal funding. Democratic Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire.
They are doing research into Lake Altoona in my district as to why there's so much sediment coming through and why there's so much runoff. There's not a university in Altoona, but Altoona gets the benefits of that because it is the Wisconsin idea. Our universities, our higher ed goes everywhere. It impacts everybody in the state.
As of the time of this recording, it's not clear yet when they'll put the UW system back on the agenda. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor Megill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Lugger United Booster Club is proudly supported by A&W of Phillips, serving all American food where the food's as good as the root beer. A&W, always a supporter of northern Wisconsin communities.
Hey, it's Big G here from 98Q Country, inviting you to join me live on Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin for Customer Appreciation Day 2025. I'll be broadcasting live from 9 to noon. Meet legends like Alan James Lindner and Bassmaster Elite Pat Schappler. At free seminars, enjoy free brought lunch from Johnsonville and save big on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, tackle, and more. Get details and pre-register now at stcroixrods.com.
Rust doesn't stand a chance this summer. Whether you're tearing down an old engine or freeing up seized bolts, you need a can of the number one penetrant PV blaster on your bench. It cuts through rust and corrosion like nothing else. Right now, grab an 11-ounce can for just $5.99. Don't let rust slow you down. Stock up, gear up, and get back to work with PV Blaster from CarQuest, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls, locally owned and community driven.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh, no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Some could be strong, then mostly cloudy with a high near 78. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Some could be severe. Lows in the upper 60s. Hot and humid this weekend with highs in the 90s. Currently, it's 59.
98Q Country.
A lot going on in the neighborhood this weekend. We'll start talking about that later this hour. And who knows who will pop up. Maybe Austin Brume, maybe a little Big G. Certainly a fun time and a whole bunch of country music. Here's Cody Johnson on 98Q Country, On My Way to You.
All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I got kicked around, I've been black and blue, on my way to you. All the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you. Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in smoke. Every fork in the road, it was all worth the while. Saw you smile, every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. I got the radio up, sun is going down, I'll take a left at the bank, and I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way to you. every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in smoke. Every fork in the road, it was on worth a while. When I finally saw you smile, every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost, I thank God for that. I guess He always knew I was on my way to you.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
If you're going out someone new, I'm going out someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me. Singing my song out of hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again. And I'd go, I'd go, I'd go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you. Like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down and we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Let me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. Oh, if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on the carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, and made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said, pick me up at 3 a.m., you're fighting me. Mama, again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week. Can't go home with anybody I meet. But it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. Somewhere with you, I'm somewhere with you, somewhere with you. Somewhere with you, somewhere.
Country.
Take a look back at today's date in history momentarily. Luke Combs first and a few more country tunes. Here's Love You Anyway on 98Q. Good morning. Happy Friday.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say, there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle. Some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. Even if I knew the day I love you anyway.
You know you got it if it makes you feel good. Country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98 Q Country.
Don't you worry about getting fixed up when you wake up. Pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights. That's my truck. Come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go. I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And this is one. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. All of
Randy Houser running out of moonlight here on 98Q Country. Gray here with you in the back half of the 6 o'clock hour for an early look at today's date in history. So I was going through, we were looking at the capital of Germany moved apparently on today's date in history, and I thought, well, that's, what is that? What is that? What's making that sound? Hold on. Just a sec here. Just a odd noise on the... Oh, there we go. Oh, my. What is that? Forgive me, I know it's odd. There's just something coming up over the board, and I'm not sure... that. Okay, enough goofing around. It is the 50th anniversary of Jaws today. 50 years ago today, the summer blockbuster was born. Seriously, I was looking at history and I saw that it was the 30-somethingth anniversary of the capital of Germany being moved. But then I looked back just a little bit farther and I saw that, holy cow, 50 years ago to the day, Jaws was released. And it was really unique. It's remembered as the highest grossing movie at the time until Star Wars came out a couple years later, but that wasn't for no reason. Jaws set the tone when it came to the summer blockbuster. No movie had ever rolled out to as many theaters, almost 500 over Canada and the U.S. It was also backed by more television advertising than any movie had ever been. They'd spent almost $800,000 on television ads, which... that's nothing. One ad in the Super Bowl costs you twice that now for 30 seconds. But back in the day, $700,000 on TV advertising in general was a lot. I'm gonna pause that before I get copyrighted. But yeah, they spent $2 million on marketing. It made $470 million worldwide when the world was introduced to Bruce, the mechanical shark, which, by the way, we were supposed to see a lot more of. Bruce had some issues with the salt water that they were shooting in, so there were malfunctions and pieces fell off. And I find myself, as many people have throughout history, wondering, would it have worked half as well? The thing was, with less of the shark showing, we had to imagine more, and I think our imagination might have scared us more than a big foam shark would have done. But yeah, Bruce was a little bit of a handful. The film was initially budgeted at $3.5 million. Over 55 days, though, it ballooned to $9 million as more and more things went wrong and they wanted to add things and all that good stuff. But yeah, 50 years ago today, and now it's something I wanted to kind of highlight. There's something out there called the Jaws effect. There was a major spike in sharks being killed in the wild after Jaws. And like, that's not just some... statistic from some hippie crew out there. No, that's like a real thing. It's easily verifiable. A lot of different people suddenly became interested in killing sharks not long after Jaws came out. And since then, a lot of those experts are actually trying to use the 50th anniversary of the movie as kind of a revisiting moment where we can kind of look back and say, all right, how do we address what we accidentally did? Yes, that's a lot of teeth. Yeah, they're like 20 feet long, the biggest ones. And the blood in the water is a scary thing. But chances are, if you run into a shark, there was a certain lack of preparation involved. And in many cases, it's even more egregious than that. That said, every once in a while, somebody who does everything they can does run into a shark, and you see some pretty horrific stories. So it's really easy to be afraid of a shark. But we've got to do the difficult thing and figure out how we can protect something that is a critical part of the world we live in. Coexist with them, the animals. Other people, I'm not sold on. The animals, though, absolutely. I kid. I'm not a misanthrope. Not like that, anyway. We've got a word from sponsors coming up next after Focus on the Family, like every day, to finish the 6 o'clock hour. Then a bit more country music, top of the hour news, weather, and sports coming up next on 98Q.
98Q Country.
We compare ourselves to other people because we believe that they have something we don't.
But that perception is exactly what makes comparing ourselves to other people such a bad idea. Author Angela Mills discovered the danger of comparison the night she and her husband went out to dinner with friends. Her friend's husband was highly affectionate with his wife, kissing her, hugging her, and caressing her shoulder all night. They looked like newlyweds, even though they'd been married for many years. As the evening went on, the situation bothered Angela more and more. Compared to her friend's relationship, Angela's marriage appeared to be lacking. When Angela later confided in her friend about how jealous she felt, her friend explained to her why her husband had been so affectionate. He had just admitted that he had been cheating on her and he was trying to win her favor back. Not only had comparison come between Angela and her husband, but it also closed her off to the pain her friend was suffering. Angela was so caught up in her own emotions, emotions that weren't even accurate, that she wasn't present and tuned in to her friend in need. Measuring our real lives against what we see from others on the surface is dangerous. It distorts our ability to see what's real. To avoid the comparison trap, keep your eyes wide open to the fact that things aren't always the way they seem. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva.